As a keen music listener and advocate for social change, it's very easy to sit back and hope that diversity increases in the Australian music industry, but to actually go out there and make it a change and make it happen is another thing. So when Kaylee Jinman realised that there wasn't an all-female EDM booking agency, she decided to go and make one. Alpha Booking Agency is completely run by females and aims to promote and nurture female-identifying talent in this country, and she joins me on the phone right now. Good afternoon, Kaylee.
Hello, how are you?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for joining us here at 2OCR.
No problem, thank you for having me.
No worries. Now, you've been in the music scene for, over 10 years, and you have seen all sorts of bands and agencies and PR and artists. And have you, in all that time, was there a point where you started noticing that there was a bit of discrimination towards different genders in the industry? Was there a point where you went, I'm really seeing this now?
Yeah, there definitely was a point, hence the birth of Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for myself as a woman working in music, but also for the female talent that I worked with. There were definitely instances where I felt like I had to really, really fight to be respected by colleagues and other peers in the industry who were male.
Yeah.
And I've also seen firsthand the defeat that my female talent have kind of felt and encountered over the years as well from similar things happening.
And that's a really sad thing that I was thinking of. If females in the industry sort of working so hard, if they feel like what they're doing isn't being heard or they're not being appreciated or respected, they might just quit. They'll just say, I can't do this. This is too hard. Have you seen that as well?
I've seen people, yeah, definitely take hiatus.
Yeah.
They've come back into the industry, but yeah, there have been instances where it has been a really negative experience for them, and they've needed to take a breather. So the purpose of the agency really is to avoid that from happening and being able to nurture and support female talent and identifying talent, so that we can avoid that.
And has this been, was it easy for you to start this up, or was there a real hurdle in sort of even getting your first artist, or was it sort of to start just rolling? What was the catalyst? How was the formation of it like?
It was actually pretty easy. I've been pretty lucky.
Yeah.
I was working for a large agency for a few years before I formed Alpha. So I essentially kind of picked up from where I'd left off and found a new roster of awesome talent to work with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have been pretty fortunate in that sense that I've been around for a little while, so it wasn't as hard to conjure up.
Well, it's all about forming relationships, right, in that sort of industry. And when you meet people and you talk to them and they appreciate you, you appreciate their talents, and then when that opportunity becomes to work together, then, you know, if you've got that existing relationship, sometimes it just works out really well.
Absolutely, and there's definitely been a case of that, not only for artists, but also just old clients, and even down to like my AV suppliers.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Nice to. It's like a high five moment of being able to work together again. So it's been really nice and really welcomed.
And has it been hard for you? Because obviously, this is all being run by females. Every level of a booking agency, do you aim to book with, you know, female run venues or female production places, or how is it hard to sometimes line that up where you want to try and keep that in a female environment?
Yeah, definitely. So we understand that we are always going to have to work with males, and males are lovely and fabulous and wonderful anyway. So yeah. I've got so many wonderful male clients that I absolutely love. So yeah, there's no real navigating around that. Like venues and I suppose promoters and other agents, it's predominantly very male skewed. But Alpha does, where we can, like to hire females. So, for instance, getting the agency set up, it's run by myself. My two staff that come in are female. They're fantastic. And I was able to outsource to some really wonderful creative women as well for like web design and graphic design and marketing and PR. So,
yeah,
where I can, I really want to promote, women moving up into, you know, management positions and being able to really take a chance at their careers as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, you're sort of focusing on EDM music right now. Is that something that you'll be expanding to other genres as well, or are you focusing on that style?
Yeah, we'll be definitely expanding. Mm-hmm. I just thought that I'd start where I know the industry best.
Yeah.
To for a nice transition into things. But yeah, we're definitely going to be expanding. I'm in the process of signing an artist at the moment who is just a bloody knockout singer-songwriter. So
yeah,
it's exciting.
Very cool. Have you had many setbacks along the way? Like, have you come across any sort of issues where you've gone, you know, or made it hard, or like a roadblock where you're going, I've got to get around this somewhere? Have you encountered many of those?
No, not yet. I've been quite lucky, really. Yeah. I'm very, very grateful for how smooth everything's been. There haven't been any setbacks yet, which is awesome. I anticipate, though, that there will be many. It's my first time as a business owner, so I can imagine that in the next 12 months, I'm going to learn a lot about business and a lot about myself as well.
Sure. I mean, that's any business, I guess, you're sort of really stretching yourself and you're seeing how much you can deal with as far as stress and learning and picking everything up as you go. But it sounds like you've got an amazing amount of experience behind you already anyway, so that's going to help.
It's definitely helped. One thing that I have said, I've been asked a few times, was it, is it difficult or is it scary launching a business? I mean, at the end of the day, yes, it is, but by the point of launching a business, you're already a master in what you do. So it's an easy transition in, yeah, having your skills and your experience already there and having your contacts and everything ready to roll. So, yeah, when it's time to jump ship and do it yourself, you're generally pretty ready for it.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Yeah, yes, hopefully.
You said when your agency grows, you want to delve deeper into charity work as well. Are there sort of particular issues that you'd really follow and deal with in as far as charity work and assisting maybe areas that are underprivileged or underrepresented?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're kind of working with charities on two different levels. So we'll be looking at charities that mean a lot to us as a business, and then we'll also be working with charities that our artists really would like to work with, which for Alpha, we are interested in looking after charities that are promoting women.
Yep.
And youth as well. I really would love to be able to promote emerging talent in regional areas. And then when it comes, and obviously as well, the LGBTQIA+ community. So we'll be looking at those as our two core, because that's what Alpha represents. And then from there, I've been gathering the charities that my artists want to work with as well. So it's a range. It's from, donating money for cancer research through to, you know, the same kind of women's issues. And, yeah. It's exciting. We're hopefully going to do a lot and be able to set up some really good workshops and programs as well for women and queer people in the music space as industry workers and also as artists.
Fantastic. This is such an amazing business that you started and an idea, and it's something that I hope people get behind. And you've got an awesome array of artists that you're already representing. So congratulations on the business. Really great to see
how it's all going.
Thanks for talking to us here. I think everyone should check it out. Alpha Booking Agency, go check out what they do. Follow what the artists that they're supporting, and believe in where this industry is going, because the Australian music industry is changing fast, and you've got to get on board because this is the right direction it's got to go in. So hopefully things are all changing for the better, right?
Thank you so much. Yes, I hope so too. I think it will.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to play one of the artists that you look after, Aya Batonye. I'm going to play her track Mood right now. She's fantastic as well and a good friend of mine. So I'm really happy
to
play that.
She's a legend.
She is indeed. Kaylee, thank you so much for chatting to us here.
Thank you so much. Catch ya.
See you later.